בעזרת השם, תורה למד ח', תורה ב'. A person can fall to that yetzer hara, that he always criticizing people and wants to make an end to every story, investigating how to finish things, how to complain, to wake up judgments, to tell and to say bad things. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, והרשעים קיים נגרש, כי השקט לא יוכל. They cannot be quiet, the evil people. Like the sea, that the waves cannot make them quiet. וצריך כל אדם לראות, and every person have to see. להכפיה סיטרה דקץ כל בשר. How to force, to conquer down that side that brings to the end of every flesh, that wants to kill, that wants to divide, that wants to separate, that wants to cut. תחת הדיבור של הקדושה, under the holy power of speech. The only way to conquer the Yetzer Hara that you have inside of yourself is by talking holy words. Holy words means words of truth. Even if you come and you apologize to one of your friends on some sin, some mistake, you took something, you done something not right at all, but you come and you apologize and you say, Mamash, that you regret, for sure your friend is going to tell you that your words are important to him, that he appreciates every word that you said, and thank you. And even if it's what you said, you reveal your downs, your lackings, your bad midot, your failures, your darkness, your yetzer hara. What good there is in it? The good is that you exposed it, you opened it, and then it can be healed. וראה הכהן את הנגע וטהר. And the Kohen see the leprosy, the contamination, now it can start the process of purification. Before that, it's hidden, it's under your clothes, it's in your house. No one can help you. Because the prisoner cannot take himself out, you cannot purify yourself. You need to have a Kohen to come and purify you. You need someone that's going to be in a higher level than you to purify you. Someone pure. Going to purify you. So for that you need to take out all of your stuff out from the house, and people are going to see it, and people are going to talk about it. That shame, that insulting, that is actually what it brings the tshuva. Because the main part of the tshuva is shishma bizyono idom vishto, that the person is going to hear his shame and going to accept it. That's the main tshuva. This is why when your wife rebukes you, when life rebukes you, just take it. But you're doing tshuva now. Tshuva is not the success of after tshuva. Tshuva is not the purity. Tshuva is the regret. I am a Baal tshuva. A Baal tshuva? You're still desiring success. You still want to be free, to run, to enjoy, to succeed already. You're not a Baal tshuva. You're still running to achieve something. You know, to do tshuva, you don't need nothing to do tshuva. Just do tshuva. Just say, Hashem, please come back. Hashem, heal me. It's so nice to be a man of truth, because mamash, then you don't have nothing to lose. You spend every moment of your life with Hashem, and you just accept everything, and you can hear what you need to fix. It's very nice. There are people that all of their lives they're arguing on every nonsense. They cannot hear a word of rebuke. Nothing can penetrate. And so they're not fixing nothing. They're just building more walls and more plastering. And the distance from Hashem Yitbarach becomes to be bigger, stronger, thicker. Hashem is not in the picture. But when you remove and you accept, you're getting closer to Hashem. Getting closer to Hashem means you live. You can live happy life even without having nothing in your life. You just have Hashem. David HaMelech is saying, that's my will. All of my will. To sit in the house of Hashem. שבתי בבית השם כל ימי חיי, all of my life, לחזות בנועם השם, to observe on the pleasant of השם, ולבקר בהיכלו, and to visit in his place, in his palace. What you gonna do over there? I'm gonna enjoy, I'm gonna look, I'm gonna, you're not gonna do nothing, you're not gonna finish the Sefer Tehillim over, no. He comes to the Kotel HaMa'arabi, I'm going to finish the Tehillim now, I'm going to say Tikkun HaKlali now, I'm going to do Shai Bodedut now. Can't you breathe for an hour? Can't you come to relax for an hour? Enjoy. That's the world, because Belachas Oyev, the enemy comes in stress. He wants to push you down, he wants to make you crazy. If by getting crazy, you're going to get closer to Hashem in Barak, it's nice. But you're not. Because kas, b'chek ksilim yanuach. Anger, you're going to be in the lap. Lap. B'chek. How do you call that? B'chek. Armpit now.
No. The bosom.
Bosom?
Breast.
I don't know. B'chek. He's gonna hug you. Hashem gonna hug you. So the kas b'chek silim yanuach. If you're fool, if you're stupid, so you hug the anger. But so the anger gonna rest with you. He's gonna feel comfortable. The anger. You're stupid. You're angry. You have that. You're wise. You see Hashem. You're never angry. Why you're never angry? Because you always recognize it's Hashem. Hashem is calling you. Hashem is sending texts. Hashem is recording WhatsApps. Hashem makes you crazy. Hashem is chasing you. Hashem is screaming at you, rebukes you. If you listen to the voice of Hashem, a lot of people are asking, why? Why there are so many judgments? Why? Why Hashem has to be... The ones that is punishing you, it's the same one that you need to ask from him to help you. It's hard for people. Tell me you're my enemy, okay, we can fight, or I can run away from you. But now you're my enemy and I need to love you. What's going on? We're not Christians, we don't know how to do those things. We never learned that thing in school. We know that if something is making us angry, so we're getting angry. We know that if something makes us terrified, so we're afraid. We're very natural people. We're not faking. Just trying to be who that we are. So in that situation, it's hard for a lot of people that they do have a point of truth. To see judgments and kindness in the same place. They don't know what to do with that. And they're right. Why are they right? Because they don't understand that ligdulato en cheker, that you cannot investigate on Hashem. You cannot question. You cannot ask questions on Hashem. Hashem is beyond your reach and you need to accept it. How can you accept something that you not grab with your mind? With faith. You need to believe. We need to believe that Hashem is good. We're believers. We believe that Hashem is good. We don't know nothing. We cannot see nothing. We cannot put our finger on nothing. We cannot say, oh, I got that, I understand that. Because reality changes every day, every moment. You have another test, you have another situation, you have another thing you have to go through in life. And things that you cannot stop. Person have to go through so many years before he's getting married, and so many difficulties of Parnassah, and he's saying, why Hashem cannot give me Parnassah? You don't understand. The fact that you ask, it's already a mistake. The truth is that you have to go through those years without Parnassah. And those years without Parnassah are going to bring you to the place that you need to achieve. Not to the place that you're going to have Parnassah finally. No, don't look for Parnassah. Look for Hashem. People that are trying to serve Hashem in Barach because they want the reward, they're saying, alright, I'll do 1 hour every day, I'll do the half an hour one thing, and then I'm going to get married, I'm ready to do 6 hours, even, I'm going to go to Uman, I'm going to and he's doing it because he wants to get married, not because he really believes in Hashem Yitbarach. So all of the effort that he's putting in the Avodat Hashem, I'm not saying that it's not good, I'm not saying that it's not helping him, but for sure it's not going to bring him to the purpose. And Hashem Yitbarach, he loves you so much that he rather to bring you to the purpose than that you're going to achieve things that are secondary. And even Shidduch is secondary. And even Parnassah is secondary. It's secondary. You're going to be so rich. You're going to be married to 5 different wives. Okay, you have 20 children. Can you come with a face like that in front of Hashem? After 120? You were rich, you had 5 women, 20 children. How can you stand in front of Hashem? What are you going to tell him? I made it, Hashem, in life. I made it. Because to made it in life, to succeed in life, you have to remember Hashem always. How you can remember Hashem in Barach when you have debts, when you have to run after things, you have to take care of all of the things in life, you have to talk to all of your wives and to convince everyone that she's the only one for you. How are you going to do that? Without lying, never, being straight in front of Hashem in Barach. How are you going to do that? You cannot do that. Dover shkarim lo ikon l'neged enai. A person that is lying to Hashem, a liar, cannot stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach. So now for Parnassah, how are you not going to lie to the IRS? You're not going to lie. What? You're going to pay your taxes? You know how much you need to pay when you're a millionaire? When you're very rich, you know how much you need to pay? What? You're not going to hide? A couple of days ago, I spoke to a certain family member that he had certain partnership with a very rich person here in Eretz Yisrael. Someone that got over 800 million shekels in his bank account, except of buildings that worth more than 1 million shekels and on. Rich, very rich, rich person. And they had a certain business between them, and they were stuck in a certain situation that they had to pay 250,000 shekels to a lawyer that's going to take care of that problem and to take it off their back. So that family member of mine told me that they were sitting together, and he told him, listen, I cannot deal with that situation. We have to take the lawyer. We don't have a choice. I cannot put my head into that problem. We have to solve that problem. And while he's saying that, he's taking his checkbook and start to write a check. 125,000 shekels. That's his part. And he's putting the check to that millionaire partner. And that partner is looking at him and tells him, to write a check of 125,000 shekels, it's not an easy thing to do now. And he's looking at him and he tells him, I just wrote one. And for me to write a check like that, it's not like for you. I need to call the bank manager and start telling him stories, how to cover it, and that in few weeks and few days, and he don't have that cash money in his bank account. So that person, the rich person, is looking at him and tells him, what is bitachon kalkali for you? How do you say bitachon kalkali? Financial security. What is financial security for you? So that family member of mine told me, I didn't say the truth. I tried to push him a little bit. I told, so he answered to him, as much as I need to feed my family, even if it's 10,000 shekels a month, 20,000 shekels of this. That's what it covers my expenses. This is what it, this is my security, financial security. So I looked at him and said, I disagree. So I told him, what is your financial security? So he told him, if I have one shekel less debt than 800 million shekels in my bank account, I feel the ground is shaking under my limbs. This is what he told me. So now you're talking about 800 dead million shekels. Because no one can touch them. They're dead. No one allows to touch them. They just have to stand there. And actually, it's also a lie. Why? Because when he's going to come to 900, he will not going to be allowed to go down under 900. He's trapped. When he had only 100, he was stuck. He wasn't allowed to touch that money. So you're talking to a person that he's broke. He doesn't have money. All of his money is dead. Why? Because he's talking about financial security. Means 100% lack of faith, total kfira. There is no Hashem in his world at all, not exist. He doesn't have confidence in Hashem. No trust in Hashem in Barach. In no way. He can talk maybe he's also going to shul once in a while, whatever. Stones. Faith in Hashem in Barach, he doesn't have. When you have faith in Hashem in Barach, you can be like me. Walking on water, walking on air, jumping from mountains, can plan how to buy a hotel. When you ask your wife for 100 shekels for shopping, and you plan to buy a hotel. Why? Because you know that 100 shekels for the shuk and 100 million shekels for the hotel are coming from the same place. I don't have a problem in the same day to sign a deal on I don't know what. Like that Avram told me, you're very courage. You're very brave. He told me, sorry. He said, you're very brave.
Courageous.
Courageous?
Courageous.
Courageous. You're crazy. Crazy. Juice. And in the same day, I can find myself standing in front of a vegetable store, and I'm lack of 7 shekels for tomatoes, for onions. 7 shekels, because I bought with them, but I'm stuck, and I'm able to approach someone, tell him, do you have 7 shekels for Shabbos? And not because that I'm begging for, because I understand that I need to complete my mission in life, and so I don't care if it, I'm not begging, I'm not asking for money. I'm just completing my job, my mission, all of the time, whatever I need. And I don't mind. Like Rabbeinu said, you want to respect Hashem, you need to be able to throw yourself to mud, to refesh betit, to filth and mud. And by that you respect Him, because you don't care about yourself, you just not. We want to build an emunah center. Okay, we're going to do it, no matter what it's going to take. No matter what it's going to take, we're about to do it. We're signing a contract, we're looking for houses, we saw one house today, we're going to see another one today, there is another one that's going to be available in a month. We're thinking if it's going to be close to Beit HaNasi, or in Talbiya, or Rehavia, we're looking for a nice, hot spot that people like Moshe are going to enjoy to come, to sit, air conditioned, nice view, drink a cup of tea, and invite the queen to visit once in a while. Why not? Why? Why Am Yisrael needs to live like poor people? Why? Because I'm short. I have Hashem Yitzhak with me. I'm not short at all. I know myself that for 15 years that I'm serving Hashem, that I'm trying to do tshuva, I never lack of nothing. And it's not that I didn't have hard times of poverty. I had. But mina metzar karatiya, but from the narrow places I call Hashem, and then anani ba merchavia, and then Hashem opened the merchav.
Merchavia.
Yeah. The expanse.
With.
Over there he answered to me. Can tell you stories from here to heaven. It's when the time will not gonna end, and the time gonna end, and the stories are not gonna end. Yes. One story? Yes, I can start with one. Once we were renting a house for 3,000 and 300 shekels, I think, every month. But the landlord asked to receive 3 months in advance, and then after 3 months, another. So we paid something like 10,000 shekels every month. So I took a loan from my mother, and I had to pay for the next month, for the next 3 months, during those months, and in this next month to pay again. So it came the day that tomorrow I need, 3 months went and I had to pay another time, and I was doing it bodedut in Shmuel HaNavi, and I said to Hashem, look Hashem, you know I can call my mother again and I can tell her, please mother, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, she's not going to let me be out from the house, she's going to help me, but you're not going to be happy doing that. Not that she don't want to help, but still 10,000 shekels, and again another 10, what? Okay, so you're not paying the last three, but another three. What's going on? So Hashem, please help me. I just said those simple words, and I wasn't doing half an hour on it. Just when I was coming to that point that I remember that I need to pay tomorrow, and I don't have it, so I just said it to Hashem. You know, I can call my mother, but I don't want, so help me, please. You're going to help me. I came home, and my father, he almost didn't talk to us in that time at all. He was very angry at me and all of my tshuva and stuff. It was a rough time. But he came, and he almost didn't talk. He came to see the grandchildren and all of those imaginations. And he put an envelope on the table after the and he went. And we opened the envelope. There was 10,000 shekels, exactly. He didn't give me 10,000 shekels almost, I don't know when. He also doesn't have those amounts of money. Just like that. He's a painter. He sold 3 pictures. He got that money. He gave 10 to my brother. He gave 10 to me. And 10 he left to himself. And this is what he done. He just gave me 10. You look at those situations. It's wild. We wanted to buy an expensive car. We had a cheap car. One car that we had was worth 20,000 shekels. We wanted to buy one that cost 40,000 shekels. So I knew I have 20. I asked a friend if he can arrange a loan for me on another 20. He said yes. We found the car. I gave one check on today after I sold my car. I had 20,000. I paid. I gave a check and I sold my car and finished. And I wrote another check for a month from now, counting on that loan that supposed to come. Of course, after 10 days that he's not answering the phone, he did answer, and he said, I'm sorry, they're not, I don't know, and give me a few more days, and on and on. The kids told him, I said, we didn't find no one to lend us 20,000 shekels. In the day that I had to pay that check, my wife asked me in the morning, what are you doing? So I told her, I'm going to the yeshiva. So she said, but you need to pay 20,000 shekels today. Told her, you have another place that I can go to, maybe that's going to help me? I'll go. So she said, no. So I'm going to the yeshiva. What can I do? I came to the yeshiva. She's calling me. She said, you don't believe it. I told her what. She said, we have 26,000 shekels in our bank account. And we were short of 1,500 shekels before. We were in minus 1,500 shekels. Now we had 26,000 shekels plus. I told her, well, how we got that money? She said, I'll check. And she called the bank and asking, you know what? 7 months before, she made a lawsuit to VR, mm-hmm. to Social Security. After 7 months, they paid on all of those months in that day. Mm-hmm. We had 26,000 shekels. So we took this new car, we took that 5,000 shekels that we had, and we went to a vacation to enjoy.
In the new car.
In the new car, of course. We're driving already 1 month for that. This is, and so Rav Shalom said, how are you going to know if you have confidence? Because there are people that are going to say it calls false trust, miftach boged. You're counting on something that you don't know for sure that you're going to receive it. You're not allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to write a check to a person on 20,000 shekels if you don't know that you're going to have the money. You're not allowed to do that. What are you going to do if you're not going to have the money? You're not allowed to stuck that person in a situation that he's lack of 20,000 shekels. So Rav Shalom said, you have to have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach to be able to sign that check. So how are you going to know if you have that confidence or not? If you receive the money or not. If you had confidence, you received the money. If you didn't have confidence, you didn't receive the money. So all of the time, you just need to do tshuva and to pray on having confidence, to have emunah, bitachon b'Hashem, bitachon b'Hashem, bitachon b'Hashem. Trust in Hashem.
The
Maharash on the money that he's counting while he's
counting.
Wild soul. Everything that a person wants to achieve, he can achieve. Just a matter of dedication. You need to dedicate yourself to that thing. You never say, no, I'm going to count on Hashem in Barak. It's not going to work. You need really to dedicate your life to that. To count on Hashem in that situation, in that situation. You like training, you're working on that. How many times I went for shopping, for supermarket, were broke, with no money at all, nothing. And my wife, she's saying, how are we going to make sure? I told her, I have money. What's the problem? Cannot tell your wife we don't have money. She said, okay, so we need shopping. So, okay, I'll go. And you're out from the house, and you're broke. And you come back with bags of food and everything. And how you do that? You pray to Hashem Yitbarach, they're going to give you advice. And one time you ask for help, and one time you have mamash, you revealed miracles. You can see miracles. Our friend Yochanan telling us miracles every day. Everything he needs, he just opens his mouth to Hashem Yitbarach, he tells him, Hashem, simple words, Hashem, I need a new bed to my child. He's not finishing that sentence. A person comes to him, hey, you know, I have a new bed that we don't need. Miracles, muftim, just like that. We need $1,000. He says, Hashem, my wife told me that we need $1,000. Suddenly, a person comes to him, tell him, hey, you know, this and that, I need to give charity, $1,000. Just like that, miracles. You don't believe. You can call him. He's available. What's that? What?
Just have a tefillin.
Yeah, and a tefillin for his son. He said to Hashem, Yitbarach Bo Olam, we need tefillin for my son, please. Need to buy tefillin for his son. His son's about to be bar mitzvah. He needs to. He got some person came to him, told him, hey, you know, I have $1,000 tefillin. Very nice tefillin, Udaot, wonderful tefillin. Hand tefillin over. This is it. He's got tefillin. He doesn't need even. Not, he just said, Hashem, we need tefillin for my son. You don't believe. Why you don't believe? Because you haven't tried it enough. Try. Go to Hashem. Talk to Hashem Yitbarach. On your issues, you're going to see that you've been answered. A little bit, slowly, slowly, step by step, patience, keep on praying, work on that. Try to think how to pray, how to ask. Maybe it didn't work in the first time, maybe in the second time. Karov Hashem lechol korav. Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him, to everyone that calls Him with truth. Yes.
It's easier to see things that are not spiritual that you're asking for. You ask for money, you get money. If you ask for something that...
Here, I am, Mezakeh Arabim. I'm teaching, giving classes, over 200,000 hours of my classes already been seen all over the world. How can it be? Because every time that I have available time to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm saying, Hashem, let me help Am Israel. Hashem, let me help Am. That is my heart. Open my heart. Kacha, like that, you're going to see Am Israel out there. I don't care about nothing else. Mamash, mamash. Why? I'm saying it all of the time. Hashem, please, Hashem. Yesterday night, Obi and I were working until 1:30. 1:30 working on a certain clip, certain class. At 1:30 I went out from the house to hang flyers for the jam session that we have in Gansakir. I came back home at 4 a.m. Why? Because I'm alone. Because no one to help me. And I want to do that. And I'm doing it for Hashem. Not for money. Not because I like music, not because I want to dance and drink beers in Gansakir. I can drink bigger beers in my house if I want. My wife, she allows me, it's okay. I don't need to go to Gansaki to drink beers in Lag BaOmer. And I came dead tired at 4 a.m. Why I told you that? Because all of the way from 1:30 until 4, I didn't talk a word with no one except of Hashem Yitbarach. And what I said to Hashem Yitbarach in those hours? Only prayers on Am Yisrael. Only. Only prayers, only on Am Yisrael. I haven't done tshuva or nothing. I haven't asked for nothing. I was just saying, Hashem, please let Am Yisrael know you and recognize you, that what that we're doing now is going to affect Am Yisrael, that they're going to get closer to you, that they're going to love you, that they're going to believe in you. And this is how I was hanging those posters, those flyers, another place, another place, another place, another place, walking all over Nachlaot, Shuk Machne Yehuda, Rechavia. This is how I'm spending my time. This is what that I'm doing with my free time. Hashem sees that. Hashem sees that. You see that this is what that you want. This is what you're going to achieve. בדרך שבה אדם רוצה ללך, מוליכין אותו. So it's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's very spiritual. It's not physical at all. It's not money. Money is not coming from there. Thank you. חזק וברוך.